Bible and turn with me this morning to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, we'll follow the Lord and we'll go eat, amen? I promise you, I'm just as hungry as you are. John chapter 21, beginning in verse number 15. If you're there, would you shout a big amen? So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. I'd like to speak on that simple thought this morning. Feed my sheep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, God, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we pray right now, God, that you'll bless and you'll touch. God, and you'll add your blessing and that you'll add understanding to the reading of your word. God, I pray right now, God, that your Holy Spirit will move in and out of each and every pew in this place. God, touch us for a short while. God, and we'll forever be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Hide me behind the cross, anoint me in the very precious blood of the Lamb. In your name we do so humbly pray. And the church said, Amen. Amen. Is there somebody here who would just give me 5 minutes? Would you raise your hand? 5 minutes. Five, 15, 20. God, have mercy. I got time, Skip. Woo! Praise the Lord. I tell you what, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, having church. Y'all having church tonight? No church tonight, so you get it twice. Amen. Oh, they knew what they was doing. But I want you to understand as I begin to read and I begin to study and pray about what to preach. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not real good at preaching special Sundays. All I know how to do is just open up and preach. Amen. But I can just give you what I believe God has given me and we'll go to the house. Amen. But I want you to understand, number one this morning, we'll get right into the message. Number one this morning, the sheep were hungry. Can I stop right there and say that in that time after Jesus' resurrection, this is one of those meetings, one of the last meetings that Jesus has with his disciples. And he speaks this and he says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. I want you to understand that there were so many who were hungering and thirsting to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. But we don't have that same hunger and that thirst that we used to have. Oh, I'm going to stop and preach for a minute. I want you to understand that some of us in this building right now, you're thinking, how long is he going to preach? How long is he going to preach? Because you're hungry, but you're hungry for the wrong things. I'm telling you, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Son, I thank you. It's good up here. I'm telling you, if we in the house of God would get hungry once again for the Word of God to come fresh from the throne room of God, what would happen in the house of God today? If the people of God would get hungry again, preacher. Amen. The preachers are standing from the pulpits and they're sounding the alarms, but nobody is hungry. Come on. Jesus Christ knew at that time how tender new believers were, and that's why it says, feed my lambs. Yeah. Said they're hungry and they need nourishment. Feed my lambs. And we see that they're hungry. But what we're lacking today is somebody that'll get hungry. Huh? Look at me this morning. Get hungry for the Word of God. He wasn't talking about a steak dinner and a nice baked potato. He's talking about fresh manna from heaven, looking and yearning for a fresh word from on high. You say, preacher, I've been hearing about the Bible for 40 years. I've read it 3 or 4 times all the way through. I know everything that the Bible tells us, that His mercies are fresh and new. Every morning I'm glad to know that I can get a fresh word when I get hungry for the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm hungry this morning. God, what would happen if the church of God would get hungry again? He says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. I begin to understand, Matt, that there was a difference when he began to speak. Feed my lambs. And I need you to feed my sheep too. I need you to feed those who are also lost. And I need you to feed those who are struggling. But I want to be quick this morning. I want to be quick. The sheep were hungry, but the Savior was calling. We find that they're hungry. We know that they're hungry. But it says, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than the rest of these around you? Said, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. The Savior knew that there was a need for somebody. Somebody to feed the sheep. Somebody to feed the young lambs. And preacher, he called and somebody answered. Not only was the Savior calling, but the servant this morning was willing. I'm glad somewhere along the way, preacher, I don't know how long it's been, but I can tell you this, sometime about over 25 years ago, he heard the shepherd call and say, son, feed my sheep. And the servant got up and was willing and said, I'll go when nobody else will go. I'll feed them when nobody else will. I'll be there. I'll care for them. I'll hold up my hands until the battle is won.
Listen, God. Listen.
He is the chief shepherd. 100%, there's no doubt about it.
Amen. Amen.
Preacher Tim and myself, Trevor, we will forever be in submission.
Amen.
To the chief shepherd.
Amen.
He knows the needs of his flock.
Amen.
We are the under shepherds. But I'm glad to know that he called me. And I'm glad that he called him.
Amen.
Because, Brother Skip, I'll never forget, never, when the first time preacher called me and asked me to preach over here at Liberty. We had just walked in the office in Fort Mill. We had got off work. Daddy had told me, he said, Preacher Tim just called. He wants you to fill in for him on Wednesday night. I said, at Liberty? He was gone. And he trusted me to stand in the gap. I didn't know if they'd ever have me back because I preached for an hour. I done got to where I get tired after 20 minutes. Outside of my own daddy, nobody else has ever given me the chance and the opportunity more to preach than this under shepherd right here. Watch this now. Because he saw that one of the sheep were hungry, and he fed me with the opportunity to preach the word. You don't understand the importance and the responsibility of the under-shepherd. I know that Trevor's already said it this morning, but it is his sole responsibility under the leadership of Jesus Christ to lead the sheep. So if he leads you wrong, he will have to answer for that. So many people want to pick and play and say, well, he only works 3 hours a week. He only does so much. Yeah, he only does this and he only does that. The rest of the week he's got off. But he's carrying your burdens and he's carrying the responsibility of your soul. He is the under-shepherd. And it is underappreciated. But I'm glad, Trevor. Anybody, I want you to understand this in the back, look at me. Anybody could have been your pastor. But when God said, feed my sheep, Preacher Tim Larimore said, I'll go. Feed my sheep. You know, feeding animals, that ain't the most glamorous part of the job. Everybody wants the fun of the horses and the cows. They like the way they look, but they don't want the responsibility of making sure that they're taken care of and they're well looked after and they've got the right food. Listen, Trevor, you just don't go buy anything off the shelf and give to your chickens, do you? No, you make sure it's the right stuff. See, you don't understand, but the Bible says to exhort, reprove, and rebuke all things when it comes to preaching the Word of God. And I believe 100% that he makes sure it's the right food. It ain't no junk off the Walmart shelves, but it is straight from the throne room of God. It is the filet mignon that God sends down to his people. It is this morning something that will feed your hungry and thirsty soul.
Praise the Lord.
And it's something I believe he labors in. Trevor, I could have grown up anywhere. I could have been raised up on an NIV Bible.
Come on.
I could have been raised up in some off the wall Bible where they just leave half of the stories out. Half of the miracles, they'll take the blood out of it. I could have grown up in a Catholic family. Huh?
Come on.
But God saw fit to put me in the path that he would have me to go. And I love it and wouldn't want to do anything else. And I thank God for the under-shepherds. I have a real appreciation for the under-shepherds, not only because am I now one, a junior under-shepherd, because I ain't no big-name preacher, but I watched my daddy be the under-shepherd for a long time, and I saw the burdens that he carried. Preacher, and I've seen some of the burdens that you've carried. And it means a lot to watch you do it in faithfulness and care. And care for the tenderness of the foal. I'm reminded of Jacob when he was going to meet Esau. He had all of his animals. Jacob was scared to death that Esau was going to kill him. And Esau come and run up to him at a great family reunion. And Esau said, well, I'll lead the sheep. And he said, well, if you'll just let me lead on softly. Because if you drive them too hard, it'll kill them.
Come on.
But if you'll just let me lead on softly, they'll make it. And I've watched, preacher, lead on softly.
Bless him,
you, the foal. Heather, you've seen it. You've seen your daddy. Just lead on softly. Stuff that's done, stuff that should tear you down and break you, and you just want to quit. But he still leads on softly. Because the job has to be done to feed the sheep. To lead the lambs and the sheep of God onto the finish line. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm thankful for the one that feeds the sheep. I'll tell you this. When you have to get up and feed everybody else Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and it seems like nobody's really feeding you, you get tired. You take for granted that the one standing behind the sacred desk has not been fed either. Some people say, well, why is revival so important to some preachers? That's why. Because they're hungering. They're hungry and they want to be fed. They want to sit and listen.
Amen.
And just let God fill their soul. But I'm thankful this morning that the Savior knew the sheep were hungry. He called for the shepherd. And the servant this morning was willing. How many of you would agree that your pastor, Reverend Tim Larimore, has been a servant willing?
Amen.
To feed the sheep Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Whenever you need it, he's there. And that is the shepherd. He is the under-shepherd this morning. And there is a great need. God, we love you.